It's our continuing coverage of Pella girls basketball live on 92.1 KRLS here with Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the girls team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as the Dutch will fall to Norwalk 62-48, but the final score, coach, didn't maybe indicate how close this game was. There were several times in that second half you got the game back within four. In fact, you had a couple of leads there in the first half. Again, little things, much better probably than what you, just overall than how you played against Des Moines Christian. Just Norwalk just has a little bit too much talent to overcome. Your thoughts about a much better performance, but obviously still a tough loss here against the Warriors.
Yeah, you know, proud of the toughness and grit our girls showed, you know, bouncing back from Tuesday. We kind of had, you had two options. You could kind of roll over and, you know, you're playing a really good Norwalk team, or you could come ready to put up a fight, and our girls came ready to put up a fight, and you know, they executed our defensive game plan extremely well. You know, we still had a couple turnovers and a couple offensive boards that we gave up. But Norwalk's an incredible team, and they're well coached and just do a great job of sharing the basketball. But couldn't be more proud of our girls for the fight that they had for all 32 minutes.
Well, and I don't think the Warriors, maybe I'm mistaken, wanted to come in shooting what was it, how many three-pointers they ended up doing, but they were really limited because of how well your defense packed it in. Of course, the downside to that were the rebounds you gave up, and I unofficially had, I think, Norwalk somewhere in the upper 20s for offensive rebounds. And the good news was they were missing shots. You were forcing those misses. They were having to take three-point shots. The bad news was you weren't able to take full advantage of that.
Yeah, you know, those extra possessions are you know, crucial. We need to make sure we're limiting those, and, you know, we'll get to that next week, you know, after we watch some film and are able to, you know, just help the girls understand how important those are. And, you know, whether it's turnovers or offensive rebounds, that's a lot of extra opportunities. And I think this is two games in a row that it's 20. So as coaches, we'll make sure that we're putting our girls in a position to continue to lower that and see if we can't flip that.
The critical point in this game was in the third quarter, I thought, where you got the opening bucket of the half, and then Norwalk goes on a run. They make it a 15-point contest, and it very easily could have gone the other way, right? Could have gone to 25, 30 points the way Norwalk was starting to get the ball rolling, but your girls, credit them, started turning defense into offense tonight and went off for maybe one of their best offensive stretches of the entire season and got it back within four.
Yeah, you know, we hit a couple big shots there late in the third quarter. And it just says a lot about our players, that fight that they continue to have. It's the response to runs. You know, it was a bigger run than we would have liked to give up. But our girls never quit fighting, and that's something that we're super proud of them for. We know it's going to serve them well in basketball, but more importantly in life.
Well, and our thoughts, first of all, are with her tonight in her injury. Jenna Altman, I know, went down pretty seriously, and obviously early indications aren't super good, but defensively, wow, what a performance by her. Had a lot of critical steals. I had her up to 8 steals. I know you have a little less there, but deflection-wise, regardless how you count them, she was pivotal down the stretch, especially against those Birmingham sisters who are very known for protecting the basketball.
Yeah, you know, Jenna does a great job of executing really on both ends of the court. She's got a high basketball IQ, and I thought defensively Jenna did a great job. You know, and I think there's things that we can continue to grow for her on the offensive end too, of just how well she uses her strength down in the post. But super proud of Jenna. You know, we're excited to have her back. You know, as soon as we can. And you know, it just hurts. You hate seeing girls go down with injuries, and unfortunately, we've had quite a few over the last 2 years. But we know Jenna will be back, and she's an important piece of our team. And she's going to be a great leader for us no matter what the outcome is of it.
Well, and this stretch, again, doesn't get much easier for you coming up. I believe you have Southeast Polk on Tuesday, another tough test, a team that record-wise isn't, you know, a whole lot to write about, but they play in the CIML, and you have to go on the road. It's a pretty big gym for those who haven't been. I know a lot of Pella fans have because there's been some sub-state games there before, but you get a step out of the conference, but still another tough test. This stretch just continues.
Yeah, you know, it'll be good for us. You know, Norwalk played them in a close game, and just a you know, an opportunity to get better, an opportunity to see a quality opponent, and excited to see how our girls respond. You know, we'll dive into the game plan over the weekend, but, you know, at this point, and kind of what we told the girls in the locker room, our focus is on continuing to get better, making sure that we're playing our best basketball at the end of the year, and it's going to be little steps. You know, even if it's a loss, there's things that we can learn and grow and build on, and our girls have done that throughout the entire season, and I'm confident that they're going to do that going into Southeast Polk, and we're excited to put our best 32 minutes of the year together on Tuesday.
Pella head coach Blaine Forsyth following a 62-48 loss to the Norwalk girls. Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.